We are in Sivok Shalom on Pesach. We are on page Reish Samech Zayin. Page Reish Samech Zayin. The additional volumes in volume Bet on Pesach. Ma'amar Shnei Masar Zman Chirutenu. The time of our freedom. It says in Davening, Vatitein lanu Hashem Elokeinu be'ahava. Moadim l'simcha chagim uzmanim l'sason et yom chag ha-matzot hazeh zman chayrutenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us with love the moadim for joy. Chagim uzmanim l'sason. He gave us yom chag ha-matzot hazeh, this chag of matzahs, zman chayrutenu. That Pesach is specifically zman chayrutenu, the time of our freedom. Zman chayrutenu. Hine, shemot ha-chagim. Morim al atzumo shel chag umehuto. The name of the holiday always teaches us the essence of the holiday, the reality of that holiday. Ve'im bechinat nishmat ha-yom tov. The name of the holiday is like the neshama of the yom tov, the soul of the yom tov, the essence of the yom tov. It has been way too long since we went to the Yom Shalom. I miss this. How do we wait so long to the Yom Shalom? The Anshei Knesset HaGedola, Hitkinu Nusach HaTfila. The Anshei Knesset HaGedola established the Nusach, the text of the Tfila. Kavukan Sheitzumo Shelchag HaMitzvah HaMatzot Huzman Chayrutenu. What they're telling us here is that the essence of Pesach is that it's Zman Chayrutenu. The essence of Pesach is that it is the time of our freedom. Kishem shechaga sukkot huzman simchatenu. Just like the essence of Sukkot is that it's the time of joy. Vichaga shavuot huzman matan toratenu. Right on the nose. Shavuos is the time we receive the Torah. So too is chag ha-pesach zman chirutenu. The time of our freedom. Vine baror shashem zman chirutenu. Eino inyan shashayach. La'avar greda. And it's clear that it can't be that this designation of Pesach as the time of our freedom, it can't simply be relevant to the past, that it was the time that we were previously, in the past, in our history, freed from slavery. That's not significant enough. Asher az b'yitzias Mitzrayim yatzanu l'cherut. That when we were in Yitzias Mitzrayim, so we got to go to freedom. That's not significant enough. Ela ze'inyan shel hoveh. It means it's talking about now. In 1 month from now, we are going to be living in a reality of chayrus. We're going to be living in a reality of freedom. Now, when we get into Pesach, we are actually exiting into freedom. Whatever freedom means, and we're going to hopefully talk about it. We're exiting into a reality of freedom on that day, on Pesach night. Just like when we say that Sukkot is the time of our joy, Zman Simchatenu is like, oh, we're remembering that time we once were happy. No, Chas V'Shalom. It means now is the time of joy, with the same intensity. Ela she'achshav uzman ha-simcha, u'kimo zman matan torotenu. It's just like zman matan torotenu. She'enu rak al shem ha'avar. It's not just something that happened in the past. And a proof of this is that if you actually go through the dates in the Gemara, it turns out that the Torah was actually given on the seventh day of Sivan that year, because that was 50 days from Pesach. So how can we say Zman Matan Torah Tenu on the sixth? Because it's not just about what happened in the past. Because on Shavuos, which we'll talk about when we come back from break, on Shavuos, we're receiving the Torah. In that moment of Shavuos, we're going to hear together in Eretz Yisrael, we're going to, and also Yonchav starts, we're going to receive the Torah on Shavuos. So too, Ela Kavana Shezeh Zman Matan Toratinu Ha'idna B'Shana Zo. This is the Matan Torah of right now. And we'll talk about that when we get there. Vim Kain, Gam Zman Chirutenu, so too, this concept, this time, this reality of Zman Chirutenu, of this time of our freedom. Mashma'o Hazman Shebichol Shana Vishana, Mechadash Ana Yotzim Bo L'Chirut Olam. It means that every single year, now, at this time of the year, we're going into freedom anew. Ukedita Bechasad La'Avram, as the Chasad La'Avram says, Shebichol Shana Vishana, Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, every single year, 30 days before the Chag, 30 days before Pesach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu motziya ta nefashot shenaflu liyidei asitra achor mevi'am al kedusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu even takes all of the souls that have fallen, all the souls that lo aleinu have gone into a negative place, into tumah, and brings them back to a place of kedusha, back to chirus. Ad ki b'leil ha-pesach, to the point that when we finally get to leil ha-pesach, when we finally get to Seder night, kulanu b'nei chorin, we're all free. Kevi'emeid seitenu mitraim, just like when we left Mitzrayim. And he says, based on what it says in the Zohar on Parshat Ba'alotcha, Umigo Rechimuta Dilahon Kralon Bnei Bechori Yisrael Vechule V'Yitir Haksharim Shel Elyonim B'Tachtonim Pirush. What does it mean? Hamitzrim Asu Ksherim Ka'ela Shelo Yochlu Yoter Latzei Mitzrayim. The Mitzrim, the Egyptians, created a reality that we couldn't leave from Mitzrayim. V'aksharim alalu hayu shayachim be'elyonim v'tachtonim, and that was relevant up on high and below. Uv'inanim gufanim v'inim nafshim, we were enslaved physically and spiritually. The enslavement in Mitzrayim, the shibud and the avdus in Mitzrayim, it wasn't just a physical slavery. On every level of being, we were enslaved. In every level of being, we were totally subjugated to the reality of Mitzrayim, physical and spiritual. They organized things that we were on every level of being, completely working for the other side, completely working for the forces of tum'ah, of impurity. We were entirely subjugated to that. Top of the next page. We weren't able to get out of that. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu hitir haksharim me'elyonim v'tachtonim v'otanu utzi l'chirut olam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu loosened those bonds above and below, and we marched out physically and spiritually. We were totally let free on Pesach night. U'mehai taima b'rosh kol mo'adot nasat Pesach. And that's why the first of all of the mo'adot, the first of all of the holidays, the beginning of the year for the Jews, HaChodesh Elachem Rosh Chodashim Rishonu Elachem L'Chodshei HaShana, the beginning of the year for the Jews, starts in Nisan, starts with Pesach. Dinei, kol od sheha'adam eino ben chorin, because as long as a person is not free, as long as a person is not free, v'hu b'vchinat evin, and we're still subjugated, we're still enslaved, lo shayach etzlo kabbalat haTorah. There can't be a kabbalah haTorah. We can't really receive the Torah until we're first free. Talk about that in a second. Ki ha'eved garua migoy gamor. Because the worst thing is to be an eved. Sheze yachol bechefso lihitgayer. Because even a non-Jew can choose of their own free will to convert to Judaism if they want. V'liyot yudi lekabel mitzvot, to choose to become a Jew and to receive mitzvot. V'zeshu eved, but a person who's an eved, a slave, u'mishubad la'achirim enu yachol, that person can't. Alkein b'rosh kol mo'adot huzman chirutenu, therefore the first holiday is the holiday of Pesach, zman chirutenu. Latzeit midei asitra achor, to leave behind all of the forces of tum'ah. Achar kach zba matan toratenu v'rak az yachol liyot zman simchatenu. Then we can have zman matan toratenu, and then we can have zman simchatenu. And what he's getting to here, and it needs to be emphasized, is the essence of what freedom is really about. What is freedom? We often think that freedom is the freedom to do whatever we want, is freedom from having any responsibility, is freedom from having any obligation upon us. That is not true freedom. That's not Judaism's definition of freedom, and therefore it's not the definition of freedom, because the Kaddish Baruch Hu defines what everything is. What's the idea? You think about it, it's actually a little bit crazy. We're celebrating on Pesach night, Zman Chayruteinu, that we're moved into a place of freedom. But we're not really. Meaning, when we were in Mitzrayim, from the moment we woke up to the moment we went to sleep, we were subjugated, we were forced to serve in Egypt. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu frees us to give us a Torah where we're subjugated to serve God every single moment, from the moment we wake up to the moment we go to sleep. We're just trading in one slavery for another, one servitude for another. So where's the freedom? We're told, Adam la'amal yulad. We were born in order to work. And as we're learning in Derech Hashem, this is Zman ha'avodah, Olam ha'avodah. This whole Olam hazeh is the place of work. That's what Olam hazeh is. We're here to work, to accomplish. What does freedom mean? What's the true definition of chairus? I have the freedom to choose whom I serve. That's true freedom. I have the freedom to choose who I serve. And that's the greatest freedom that there is, and that's the most important choice that you make. It's brought down, the Torah brings this down as, for example, that the three Mo'adim de'oraita, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, correlate to the three Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avram is Pesach. Avram teaches us. It doesn't matter how you grow up. It doesn't matter how you were, what you were told. Avram Avinu, his whole life, what does he fight for first? Freedom. Freedom. The freedom to serve who he wants to serve. He's brought up in a house of idolaters, and he's told, this is what you have to do. And then his father yells, this is what you have to do. And then brings him to Nimrod, and Nimrod says, if you don't do it, I'm going to put you in the fire. He says, no, I won't bow. I choose who I serve. He was the first to express true chairus. The freedom to choose whom I serve. And you might say to me, I see a couple of seconds, we'll take hands in a second. You might say to me, well, I could also choose not to serve. What if I choose not to serve at all? Lo alinu, chas v'shalom, I turn my back, I walk away from this, I don't have to serve anyone or anything. The answer is, that's not true. We are always serving something. And if a person chooses not to serve God, then I'm serving my body, then I'm serving my physical inclinations, then I'm serving my taivas, then I'm serving myself. And that's just as much service as anything else. We have the choice, and the Torah explains to us, shows us, opens our eyes to that choice. We have the freedom to choose whom we serve. In this context, I always think of the following story. That my Rebbe Rav Amos was having this, he recounts this conversation. He was on Miluim, and he was sitting in a jeep with a Chiloni Jew, with a non-religious Jew, and of course, being the way that he is and the intensity that he has, so they're sitting in this jeep, and Miluim, so obviously they were having a deep, meaningful conversation about the nature of free will. Because what else would you do while in a jeep on Miluim? So they're sitting there and having a meaningful conversation about free will. And the argument was this point. Who's truly free? He claimed he was truly free because he gets to choose who he serves. And the Chiloni Jew said, no, I'm free because I don't have to choose to serve anyone. I do whatever I want. And this is, I'm recounting the story that my Rebbe told. So he said that as they're having this conversation, he said that a woman passed by who was not dressed as a nice tzanua Jewish girl should be dressed, passed by the jeep while they were having this conversation. And he said that the Chiloni Jew, his words, his head moved and turned in a circle like a dog on a leash. That's how he framed, like a dog on a leash. And when he came back to the conversation, he looked at him and he said, now you tell me which of the two of us is truly free. It's a very, very deep concept. He didn't choose to look at what he looked at. My Rebbe chose to not look at that. We choose whom we serve, even if we choose to serve ourselves, which is the most pathetic choice. But even if we choose to serve ourselves. And Pesach is Zman Chayrutenu. Pesach is the moment where we say, no, I have now the choice to serve, and I choose HaKadosh Baruch Hu to serve you. And that's dafka the point. Pesach is the beginning of a 50-day process to purify myself because I choose to serve you, God, and that's why Pesach culminates in Shavuos and Matan Torah. God, I choose to serve you. I want your Torah. I want to know your mitzvot because I want to serve you. You're who I choose to serve. And that culminates in the third of the Mo'adim, which is Zman Simchatenu, because there was no greater simcha in the world than serving the only thing that's truly meaningful. Zman Chirutenu, Tzman Matan Torahtenu, Tzman Simchatenu. That's the movement and that's the freedom. That's the chirus at the heart of Judaism and the heart of the Pesach. Let's continue on. Ot Bet. V'yesh Leva'er. V'yesh Leva'er. Mashma'ut Inyan HaChirut. So what is, and we just talked it out and maybe he'll give a different twist on it, a different take on it, but they all fold into each other. I don't know what he's going to say because I don't know what he's going to say. What is freedom? What is chirus all about? Dine. Bishla Kadosh Maksheh Benusach HaHagadah. The Shla asks on the text of the Haggadah when it says, V'ilu lo hotzia HaKadosh Baruch Hu et avotenu mitzrayim, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not take us out of Egypt, hare'anu Uvanenu, uvnevanenu. We, our children's children, Meshubadim Hayinu Lefar Mitzrayim, we would still be serving Parah Mitzrayim now. So asks the Shlav, Ma mal yuta yesh bazeh she'enenu meshubadim leparo b'mitzrayim. What advantage is there that we don't serve Paro in Mitzrayim? V'arei anu adayim meshubadim le'edom v'shar amamin. Meaning, great, we're not serving Paro in Mitzrayim, but so we live in whatever country we live in, and we're serving whatever country we live in. We're still under the rulership of Edom. We're still in the fourth exile, in the exile of Edom. Umay nafka mina lemi anu meshubadim. Who cares who we're serving if we're still under, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus isn't running the world? Kein tzarich b'yor. We also have to understand. Omro ve'ilu lo hotzia HaKadosh Baruch Hu et avotenu b'mitzrayim. That it says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have taken us out of Egypt. Klum yitachen kadavar zeh. It can't be so. Hare HaKadosh Baruch Hu kvar yiftiach b'vrit b'na b'tarim. She'otzei b'mitzrayim. What havamina is that? Who would think that would be possible? Because God already promised Avraham that he would take us out. There's no possibility that we were going to stay in Mitzrayim. God said to Avraham, you're going to go down to a land that's not your own and I will take them out. There's no such possibility. Kimo dichtiv, v'avdum v'inu otam arba'me ot shana. You will go there and you will be afflicted and you will serve them for 400 years. V'acharichin yetzu v'chulei. And afterwards you're going to go out. Umas shayach bichlal ilu lo otziya kadosh baruch hu v'chulei. What's the point of even engaging the possibility if we wouldn't have left? HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself promised Avram that we were going to come out. So it had to be so. What kind of question is that? Gam alashon mishubadim hayim lepar b'mitzrayim tzrich pi'or. We also have to understand that it says we would be subjugated mishubad to Paro and Mitzrayim. Mipnei malo amar gampo avadim al derech shepatach avadim hayim lepar b'mitzrayim. Say we were slaves to Paro in Egypt and we would still be slaves to Paro in Egypt. Why does it say we were slaves to Paro in Egypt and if God had taken us out we would still be mishubad? We would still be subjugated to Paro and Mitzrayim. Why switch from avadim, slaves, to mishubad, subjugated? So let's see what he says. Next paragraph. V'yesh lavin, she'ikar inyana shel galut Mitzrayim, hayamashem mishubadim hayinu. That the ikar of, the main part of the fact that we were in exile in Mitzrayim was, not that we were avadim, that we were mishubadim, not that we were slaves, but that we were subjugated. What does that mean? Rotzel Omar, Mashi Yisrael hayu mishubadim sham legamrei b'chol miutam. That when we were in Mitzrayim, we were subjugated completely. Our whole essence was subjugated to Mitzrayim. Lilo shum atzmaut afilu b'machshava. We had no freedom at all. We didn't have freedom of our bodies. We didn't have freedom of our minds. The enslavement and the subjugation in Mitzrayim was total and complete on every level of being. When we mark moments like this, when we go back to the source of realities like this, we're not going back to an enslavement. We're going back to the root of slavery, the root of subjugation, which is subjugation on every level of being. V'lachein, gam nikra'a Mitzrayim beit avadim. That's why Mitzrayim is called a bayit, the house of slavery. Makom shavchobo anashim avadim, a place that transformed people into slaves. Not enslaved then, labriyut, into slaves, into a reality of a slave, labriyut. Ki mashma'ut evet, hi shekol mitziyuto mishubedet lelo kol reshut atzmit. The idea of what it means to be mishubad, to be a real evet, is that my whole reality is completely subjugated to something else without any choice at all, without any freedom at all, without any personal expression at all. Ukemo shamru chazal, as chazal say, ala pasuk, lakachat lo goy mikerev goy, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu took for himself one nation from amidst another nation. Ki ubar b'me'ea behema. The way that the Medrash puts it, it's like a Kadosh Baruch Hu delivered a baby calf from inside of the animal. We were mamish born out of Mitzrayim. We were born out of the womb of Mitzrayim. Dehainu, Shisrael hayu b'Mitzrayim ki'ubar b'me'ei imo. Hear the intensity of it. We were like a fetus in the womb that was Mitzrayim. Totally contained. Totally enmeshed. Totally subservient. Totally dependent. That was the intensity of the reality that we were in Mitzrayim. Ki ubar b'me'imo. She'enu misugal b'kochot atzmo l'shum davar. A fetus has no koach of its own. Has no power of its own. L'shum davar ve'enu klal mitziyut b'fnei atzmo. It has no reality of its own. Ela kulo natun b'toch imo. It's completely within the mother. Dependent upon the mother for life, for sustenance, for existence. That was how deeply enmeshed we were in the reality of Mitzrayim. Kivan shayu mishubadim leparo legame b'rucham b'gufam. That's how totally subjugated we were, spiritually and physically, to Mitzrayim. V'zeh ha-hefresh b'in kol ha-galuyot legalut Mitzrayim. And that's the distinction between all exiles for the Jews throughout history and the totally unique exile and subjugation of Egypt. Different from all other exiles that we go through. Kol ha-galuyot she'avru b'nei Yisrael hitbat'u rak b'kach she'agoyim ayu yoter chazakim. Top of the next column, Yisrael umitzayrim lehem. That the, in all of the other exiles, we were in a situation where the other nations were stronger than us. Aval ga'im zot. Meaning we were under foreign rulership, but we weren't enmeshed in who they were. We weren't subjugated on every level of our being. Yes, lo aleinu, there were Jews in the times of Hanukkah who were mityavnim, but there were lots of Jews who said, no, we're going to keep learning Torah, we're going to keep being free, we're going to keep being Jews, and we're going to rebel. In Mitzrayim, we were completely subjugated. We were completely crushed. Rap in Mitzrayim, ayu goy beker of goy. Only in Mitzrayim, it was like one nation mamish completely inside of another nation. Mishubadim legamrei, totally subjugated. Ad shafilu chelak hamachshava, down to our thoughts, our minds. Ma ve'eich lachshov, what and how to think. Gam kein hayu mishuabad leMitzrayim, we're also totally subjugated to Mitzrayim. And as we find, the beginning of the exile, it's its own little paragraph tucked away at the beginning of Parshat Shmot. After we meet Moshe Rabbeinu. Small little paragraph that's the kickoff, the true beginning of the Geula. It says, Vayeanchu b'nei Yisrael min ha'avodah v'yizaku. That the Jewish people, they cried out, they gave a cry. And they screeched to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Perush, Mishiegia Zmana Geula, Azar Lema Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shiuchlu Kvar Lehaneach. When the time of the Geula came, a Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed them just to be able to cry out. Ach Mikodem Lo Yuchlu Afilu Lehaneach. And before them, they couldn't even cry out. Lefi Shayu Mishubadim Kliel LeMitzrayim VeYitalem Afilu Machshavat Smit Lachovu Lizok Al Tzarot Rabot Kailu. They were so subjugated before them, they didn't have the space in their minds to feel that pain and to cry out. That was the depth of Shibud Mitzrayim. We didn't even have the freedom. We didn't even have the chayrus. We didn't even have the space, the opportunity, the ability to feel the pain that we were in. We were so overwhelmed. We couldn't even bring that out. We couldn't think what it's like to be free. We couldn't think what it's like to get out. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens that door, and the beginning of the Geula comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping us get the space to at least just be able to cry out. The cry for something bigger, better, greater. The cry to choose, to decide, to make the choice of whom we serve. Continuing on. V'zegam be'or ha'inyam sh'Yisrael v'Mitzrayim hayu mishukaim b'memtet sh'arei tuma. This also explains the concept that Klal Yisrael v'Mitzrayim, that we were embedded on the 49th level of tuma. D'lech ora, we don't see that the Mitzrim forced the Jews to be over the Torah, to go against the halachot that they were aware of that they had. They had the ability to do whatever they wanted. If so, how did they become so immersed? How did they get so low that they were on the 49th level of Tumah? Just very briefly, what is the concept of the 49th level of Tumah? The idea is that there are basically seven realities, like there are 7 days of the week. In creation, there's always revolves around a concept of seven. 7 days of the week, on a spiritual, on a deeper spiritual level, seven midot, or seven sfirot. But if there are seven fundamental building blocks of reality, if there are seven fundamental building blocks of reality, meaning everything in creation is created from those seven fundamental building blocks, then even those seven fundamental building blocks are made of those same seven fundamental building blocks. Using the spherot as an example, right? If those of us who are a little bit familiar with these concepts, either from Shirim that we've had in Seder Vav or from other places, right? The Sfirot of, or the Midot of, Chesed, Gvurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, and Malchut. Those are the seven fundamental building blocks. But if everything in reality has to come from those seven fundamental building blocks, that means Chesed itself is comprised of seven parts. There's Chesed Shebechesed, Gvura Shebechesed, Tiferet Shebechesed, Netzach Shebechesed, Hod Shebechesed, Yesod Shebechesed, Malchut Shebechesed, meaning each one of the seven fundamental building blocks themselves are comprised of the seven fundamental building blocks. So what does it mean that they were on the fourth level of Tumah? It means that on all seven levels, they reached a level of impurity to every part of that. Because 7 times 7 is 49. That's what it means to reach the 49th level of Tum'ah. Even on a basic level, it means on every level of being, on every detailed level of being, we were in a reality of Tum'ah. That's why it's brought out. That's why it's brought out that had they been there even a little bit longer, if a person goes one step beyond that into the 50th gate, the 50th level, there's no coming back. There's no coming back from the 50th level. That's already beyond all the details of what is. And there's no coming back from that. And Kadosh Baruch Hu made sure to take us out. Not after the 49th level. There's no coming back from that. But from the end point, which is the 49th level, where we can still come back. Just a little bit of an understanding of that, which will play into, which Emir Tzasserim will talk about, which will play into what? Anybody can see where that's going?
Sphira.
Thank you, Sphira Sa'omer. Which is specifically 49 days. 49 days because every single day of Sfirat HaOmer, we're taking ourselves out of one level of impurity, one detailed step at a time, so we become pure on all 49 levels, pure on all aspects of our being, and therefore it is appropriate in that pure vessel that is myself after Sfirat HaOmer to receive the Torah. Okay, that's the idea. Giving a little bit of sense. It all comes together. That's the idea. That's the idea. A little bit of it. A little bit of a taste of what's to come in terms of where this is all heading. I'll take questions in a second. Let's keep going forward.
Ela etzem amitziut shayu mishubadim legamrei leruach hamakom ashafil biyoter ba'olam.
The essence of the reality was that they were totally subjugated on every level to the spirit of the reality of this lowly place, of the lowliest place in the world. He mitzrayim ervat ha'aretz. Eretz Mitzrayim, which was all about physicality, all about giving into physical desires. All of Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim was completely a place of base desire, instant gratification. That's the reality of Mitzrayim. When we were in the place that was the strongest place of spiritual impurity, the strongest place of physicality, desire, nothing spiritual, nothing positively spiritual, only negativity, only impurity. We became, just by living in that reality, subjugated on every level of being to impurity. We sank just by osmosis. To mix metaphors. We sank just by being in that reality to the 49th level of Tum'ah. As the Magid Mikuznitz says, the Pirusho al Haggadah, an explanation of this line in the Haggadah, That's what it says, that I also saw the tremendous pressure that Mitzrayim pressured them in Egypt. Hainu, lachat hashibud, this pressure of this subjugation. שאינו שליט לא על המחשבה ולא על הדיבור ולא על כל מהותו, that we had no rulership, not of our minds, not of our speech, not of our essence. ומציאותו משועדים, our whole essence was totally subjugated. וכנגד שיבוד זה, נאמר ויוציא את עמו ישראל מתוכם לחירות עולם. And it's connected this, in opposition to this, that we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. That he took us out, took Klaus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Israel for complete, total freedom forever. Shibud muhlat kazeh, this type of complete subjugation, kefi shayab mitzrayim, like there was in Egypt, lo haya yoter, le'olam, it never was ever again in reality. There's no such thing. We've been through many, many exiles. We've been through many stages of exile. We've gone through many tragedies over the course of human history, over the course of Jewish history specifically, many tragedies over the course of Jewish history. But none of those times, even when we were slaves, even when we were captured, even when we were tortured, even when we were killed, even when we were enslaved, the nature of that enslavement was never to the same extent. Deep down, we maintained our freedom to serve internally. So many of us, in the harshest of times, never gave in and never gave up. But the nature of the impurity of Mitzrayim in conjunction with the slavery was the full reality of Shibud, like there never was and never would be. Ki yitziat Mitzrayim hayita yitziat nitzchit lecherut olam. Because leaving Mitzrayim was a leaving, an eternal leaving forever and ever. An eternal leaving to actually engage and emerge into a reality. Again, like we said, like this young calf in the womb, this fetus in the womb. We were born out of Mitzrayim, and then we became into being as free beings. We came into existence as free beings with chayrus. And for the rest of history, no matter what we go through, we will always have chayrus. We will always have the freedom to choose whom we serve, even if we're not allowed to practice, even if we're put in camps, it doesn't matter. Internally, we will always choose who we serve. That's the chirush that we get forever and ever when Yitzias Mitzrayim. Right, I know that there are hands, we're going to finish up at least finish up Beth, and then we'll see if we can take a few questions. V'yivu'ar Odni, because it goes on and says, L'fi aniskar la'ayo, ma'asheh amar Moshe Rabbeinu lev ha'shalom, El Hashem, we see that which it says, Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo ish tevarim anochi. He says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't send me to take them out. I'm not a person of words. Ki kvad peh ukvad lashon anochi. I'm heavy in my mouth and I'm heavy in my tongue. I'm not a person of speech. V'chein omro, that he says, Hinani aral svatayim ve'ich ishmaelai paro. No, my lips are damaged and I can't really talk to paro. Hakavana, what does that really mean? It doesn't mean, it's not just, we think about it, Moshe had a speech impediment. Okay, it's deeper than that. Let's get a little deeper. Hakavana lefi sheba'et shayu klal yisro mishubadim lefaro b'mitzrayim. When klal yisro were subjugated to paro in Mitzrayim. Lo ayalem klal b'chinat dibur. They didn't have the koach of dibur. They didn't have the chirus of speech. They wouldn't have the power of speech, the freedom of speech in its true definition. They didn't have the freedom to truly speak. Vigamba Khalti de Gula, and at the beginning of the Gula itself, Kol Od Loni Galu Hayarak Bechinat Kol Velodvarim. And even like we just saw, where did the Gula start? Where did the redemption start? We cried out, we screeched with no words, because we didn't have words yet. Our words weren't free. We at least got out that cry, and that starts the Gula. And it's so deep that Gula comes from a cry. But we also cried because we didn't have words. So I'm talking about it, the Golas Hadib, where there was an exile of speech. We had no words in Mitzrayim. We couldn't even speak. We were so subjugated to Mitzrayim. Umatzinu b'hem rak lishonot shel anacha b'lo dibor. We were cried out, v'yanchu, v'yizaku, v'tal shavatam. All different phrases for how we cried out, but without words. V'yishma Elokim et nachatam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard our cries, not our words. Kol ze lefi shayu meshubadim klil, because again, we were totally subjugated to Paro. We were totally subjugated to the reality and the tum of Mitzrayim. V'gam adibor shelhem haya b'galut, and so too our speech was in exile. Hare ikar chiyuto u'ma'alato shel hamidbar, hu bekoach hadibor shebo. The whole life, and the whole maila of a medaber, the four stages of life, the four types of life, the four types of existence, right? Domain is inanimate objects. Tzomeach is plant life. Chai is animal life, and medaber is the Hebrew term, is the emes term for a person, for human life. Medaber, that which can speak. It's what makes us who we are. The mailah of medaber, he koach hadibor shabo, that's the ability to speak. Umeachar shalo haya koach hadibor, and we didn't have this koach hadibor, we couldn't speak. Birshut atzmam, al kein lo yuchlu ledaber gam betfilah rak litanech. That's why we couldn't even daven. We could only cry out. That's all we had, was just to be able to cry out. Umikivan Shemoshe bin Olav Shalom, who are kolel kol nishmot Yisrael. If Moshe bin led Klal Yisrael, it's because he was the culmination, the totality. His essence was connected to every piece of Klal Yisrael. Al kein gam lo lo haya bechinat dibur. So too, he didn't have the power of speech. It's deeper than a speech impediment. He couldn't speak because Klal Yisrael couldn't speak. If Klal Yisrael can't daven, if Klal Yisrael can't talk, if Klal Yisrael can't ask for help, Moshe Rabbeinu has no speech. Because he is Klal Yisrael. He's the essence of Klal Yisrael. Zeshekatuv. You don't have the next page. It's a few more lines. Top of the next page. Reish Samech Tet. Lo ish divarim anochi. I'm not a person of words. Vehein ani aral svataim. And again, my lips don't work. Achein misheyatzu et mitzrim. At Mitzrayim, from the moment they left Mitzrayim, Yatzu b'nei Yisrael mishibud legula, they went from subjugation to redemption, lecherut olam, to freedom forever. Va'az kiblu mechadash et bichinat adibor, we regain our capacity for speech on Pesach night. Kidi'ita b'sfaram ha'gedoshim, and that's why, think about it, what is Pesach night? What do? We talk all night. Why do we talk all night? Why do we say the Haggadah, the Hagiv? Why do we do Haggadah all Pesach night? Because we get our speech back on Pesach night. We're able to talk for the first time again. For the first time, we're able to talk on Pesach night, to speak on Pesach night, to let it out on Pesach night. And what is all I want to do? I just want to talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why he says so beautifully that Pesach is a notchik, and the word Pesach is Pesach, the talking mouth. We're finally able to speak again. The peh is able to sach again. We have that sicha again. We have that haggadah again. We have that dibur again. It call comes out on Pesach. We're able to speak again. In divarim shebekedusha, in avodas Hashem, in hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in shirot v'tishpachot, shezei karosh shel yom tov, the full essence of the day, mashi atzumi ashibud v'niftach piyem l'daber. We're finally free and we're able to talk again. And so we speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We talk to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we talk in Divrei Torah, we talk in Shevach and Odah. V'yaskvar haya gam l'moshe b'chinat dibor, and that's why he was able to speak again. Moshe was able to speak again. Kidiktiv b'kabbalat Torah, as it says in the pasuk b'kabbalat Torah, Moshe yidaber, Moshe is going to speak. V'chin b'chol Torah matzino alashon v'yidaber Moshe, and through the whole Torah it says, v'yidaber Moshe. But he says, lo ish tivarim anochi. Yeah, because he got his speech back. We as Klal Yisrael got our speech back. We're able to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We got that freedom back. Shediber et kol haTorah liYisrael. He spoke the whole Torah to Klal Yisrael. Four lines left. V'lo matzino yoter shayak v'ad peh v'kvad lashon. We don't see ever again in the Torah that he was unable to speak or had difficulty speaking. Ki kol zeh haya rak asher Yisrael hayu mishvadim b'mitzrayim. Shelo haya le'mechinat dibor. This is only when they were Mitzrayim, when they didn't have the capacity of speech. Again, Pesach is this reality of complete and total freedom. True freedom, which is the freedom to choose whom we serve. In Mitzrayim, we were so immersed in that impurity, we couldn't choose anything. We couldn't choose how to think. We couldn't choose how to speak. We couldn't choose how to act. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us out, and he says, you get to choose now. Who do you want to be in your thoughts? Who do you want to be in your speech? Who do you want to be in your actions? Who do you choose to serve on every level of your being? And the celebration of the power of speech, which is who we are as human beings, we're called medaber. The power of speech, the freedom to speak, the freedom to serve, the freedom to truly be alive and to be pure and to be free. That's what we're experiencing this year and every year. On Mitzrayim, that's the celebration of Zman Chirutenu. Bezrat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to be able over the coming weeks as we lead up to Pesach to find inside that cry on all levels that are left Because even though no matter where we are in life and how much we've experienced to get to the point where we're learning this year together, whether we're in Shana Aleph, whether you're listening along from Shana Bet, or if you're in college, or in grad school, or in life, wherever you are, it doesn't matter. Whatever we got to in this point, there are still parts of us, stick with me for one more minute, I know it's a little late, there are still parts of us that are subjugated to Mitzrayim. Inside, there's still Shibud Mitzrayim. And every year at this time, on Pesach night, we can choose to be free. And we can choose who we want to serve. And even if over the course of this year, wherever we may be, we've chosen to learn more. Or if we don't have the time to learn more, you guys have tremendous time to learn more. Hopefully you've chosen to learn more. To learn more. You've chosen to serve more. To daven more. To dedicate more of your internal world to whatever it is. There's parts of ourselves, our minds, our speech, our actions that we haven't let be free yet. On Pesach night, God says you can be free, and for the next 2 weeks, we need to dig deep and cry. Screech out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and begin the Geula. Screech out, please let me speak more. Please let me be more free. Please let me let go. And let that screech turn into words. And on Pesach, Pesach, to speak all night about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to just start going and going and going, and then purifying day after day after day. B'ezrat Hashem, to become the people who are zoche to be kalim to truly receive the Torah, B'ezrat Hashem, by all of us.